bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
You were telling me...
In your hair, sand in your hair. Sand I went in to the my hairdressers.
Hair. Sandy hair.
The other week. And look, I feel like when you go to the hairdressers, you have to have enough conversation topics banked up in your head to go for that whole experience. Because I don't know what to talk about with someone else.
I know.
It's really anxiety-inducing, the hairdressers.
Exactly right.
I know. It's almost as if you have to come up with just a list of topics... Just to chat about while you're in the chair.
And, like, reflect on things you've done. It's like, I haven't really...
Well, I mean, what... Yeah.
You what know, do you tell the hairdresser
you've try
done?
To think back. What's interesting to tell your hairdresser this week? What's really interesting?
Right? So, me and my hairdresser, over the last few haircuts, you know, the conversation's been really good, you know? Very, very nice
getting
back
the,
and
getting
forth.
Getting the flow going. Sidebar. Hang on. What... because, I mean, a hairdresser's... one of the jobs of a hairdresser is to make presumptions about the sort of magazines that you enjoy. How were the presumptions?
I got a Trucks 4x4 guide where I think you buy the trucks from the magazine.
Really?
And then the other one was...
You do look like you're in the trucking market.
Do I?
Yeah, you do. You do look
that
like...
That was before the haircut. After the haircut, I looked
Yeah, when
like,
they when they shaved off the lumberjack's beard.
And then the other one was Empire. And it, I don't know... Whew. So a very big range
you
of magazine.
You do look entrepreneurial, doesn't he, Jesse?
He does. It's not so much a look as an energy, and he's just glowing.
You can feel it.
Entrepreneurial aura.
I mean, he might as well energy. Be wearing he might as well be wearing a suit.
He is in spirit.
No one would know. No one would know, except for you two. So if you tell anyone I'm not in a suit, I'm not going to be impressed.
Right. Oh, okay.
Well,
he's wearing a.
No. We'll sign those waivers.
Thank you very much. So. The conversation's been flowing with my hairdresser.
Mm-hmm.
Flowing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like looking forward to my next haircut.
Okay.
Looking forward to my next haircut.
Of
so
course.
I'm sitting there waiting for my hairdresser to approach me and they go, "Oh, sorry, is this Michael? I'm really bad with names."
Oh.
And my heart breaks at this exact moment.
The hairdresser forgot your name. The hairdresser forgot your name.
Unprofessional.
That is, I mean, I'm sure they have plenty of clients and plenty of names to remember.
My name would be in some sort of book, right?
Right? Z would...
They just put the letter Z.
Yeah. That would be in some sort of collection of letters, wouldn't it? What do they call that?
Alphabet.
An alphabet. Thank you.
Nailed it. So I'm always thinking, here I am thinking, you know, person's completely forgotten about me. I'm forgotten about now. Then the
Nameless.
Conversation starts to flow and it's, so how's your radio show going?
Oh.
What does that mean?
So the hairdresser remembered the fact that you were, in fact, doing a radio show. They remembered that point.
They got that much out. So I start talking about that and it's like, okay. So you remember? In my head, games I'm playing, right?
That's kind of nice, though. I mean, if I had a choice between... I don't know, like a life partner who couldn't remember my name or couldn't remember the thing I did and was passionate about.
Ah, that's true. That is true. I mean, what is a name? Really?
Yeah.
Really, Z?
It's what I identify myself
I guess it's just a
single letter is all I respond
that's
to.
That's true. That's
that
true.
That is the definition of a name. So, your
so
question
answer
has been
correct.
So I can't believe I just can't
doesn't
believe
doesn't make sense, right?
I just can't believe though. I mean, it's a specific, a very sort of
it's
specific
a very narrowed,
element.
Right?
Yeah.
Later asks me the question, "Have you still been going up to do stand up?"
Right.
Okay.
Because you mentioned that fact.
Okay, that's two in the remembered column.
It is
versus no name.
What? How can you? It's like remembering what the animal does, but not the name of the animal.
I never thought of that.
I mean, that's probably not the correct analogy at all.
I agree.
But roll with it. Roll with it.
We're on track. It gets more specific, right?
Really?
I get the question, what are you doing this weekend?
Uh-huh.
I go, I've just bought this new game. I've been really excited about it.
Right.
I'm going to go home and just play it all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They go, did you remember to install it and download the updates because you didn't do that last time?
Wow. Wow, that is are you sure you didn't look out your window while you were installing these updates?
Because I'm trying to think if I remember having that conversation, because that's a very personal conversation for someone as awkward as me to be having with another human being.
Did they have a pair of binoculars with them?
Not while cutting my hair.
No, not while cutting hair. They left the binoculars in the car.
Yeah, it's not really a tool you need for a haircut.
It could, no, it's not. But I mean, to see the hair follicles up close on a scientific level, then binoculars. I mean, you're gonna need some binoculars, right?
Maybe or a pair of glasses.
And you put them in reverse, and then you can see the head far away. It's all the way on the other side of the hairdresser.
If you're afraid of heads and you want to feel like it's not too close when you're cutting it.
Hey, that's how you fix headophobia. Headophobia?
We're gonna have to send a Google out there.
Phasophobia. Phasophobia.
So how going back to it, how do you remember two pretty, I would say, broader topics?
Very. Yeah, well, yeah.
Narrowing it down to the specific way you have to play games nowadays, but not my name.
It sounds almost like the hairdresser could be playing a game. They could be gaming you.
Oh, they could. Like, this is some sort of power trip they're on.
Yeah, or even maybe
push pull. You think?
Yeah, yeah. Or even maybe that, you know, they're just trying to suss you out. You know.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Okay.
See how
I'm going to bite back. Okay.
Yeah, you know. Okay. So that's what you should do. You know, that's what you should do next time. You should send out the line to see if there's going to be any sort of bait biting. You send out the bait.
Throw the tackle out is what you're telling me.
Like, what was your name?
I find it uncomfortable enough to have to make a conversation with someone through a mirror. When you're looking at them,
that's true.
The eyes through a mirror, so you never really... I can ask a question like that.
No. You've never actually seen them in the face. You've only actually seen
through reflections,
the mirrored reflection.
So what I can confirm, not a vampire.
Ah, because they can't have a reflection. Right. Vampires do not have reflections.
Maybe the opposite. Maybe that's what a hairdresser is the opposite of a vampire. If you stop and think about it.
Oh. We could be getting into conspiracy land here.
Wow.
I think we're deep in conspiracy land.
Get out your tinfoil hats, people. Get out your for this time of the night. I mean, you know, we're pushing what, just 12:15 ish.
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 Around there. I mean, we can't be looking at the clock all the time.
No.
But I think you've got yourself a little time. Until your next hair appointment.
I've got time to think of a strategy.
To think of a strategy. And hopefully we get some texts in.
I'm hoping so.
And we can construct some sort of game plan here.
I'm hoping we can build some sort of, plan of attack.
And then we'll check in a couple of weeks and we'll see how the bait
That's
is
a good
fed.
Idea.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.